Io volevo sapere qualcosa sul tuo approccio con la sperimentazione video, come è nato, in quale modo ti ci sei avvicinato e in quale periodo, in quale luogo.
To m'expliquer.
You're approaching with the
À
videos
quel moment tu as commencé à
experimental.
expérimenter la vidéo, à partir de quand, comment, enfin comment tu as découvert ça
Longue
et comment ça a
histoire.
commencé?
D'accord.
Longue historia.
En anglais ou en français? Qu'est-ce que tu
French or
préfères?
English?
In English.
Ok. I started early 80s to work with video when the first amateur portables was possible to buy. So I decided to try to look what I can do with video because before of that I learned all about celluloid, you know, real film. So so I was shocked about the possibilities of video. And every time I'm shocked by a new technique, I have to learn it because I want to know it. Why I'm, you know, I'm against it or why I'm working with it and so on. So then I bought one of the first cameras at that times and I started to work and I saw that it's very different than film and I have much more possibilities to work with the image itself than with film. But of course in the other hand I hate it because the picture was not so nice and bright like the film picture, no.
I want to know some more about the screen splitting, it's okay, that you use in your film.
Why I'm doing that? Is
Yes,
that the
yes.
question? Okay. I think first, I mean, even in the old times, the old cinematographers, they have used a lot of these techniques, but it was very, very difficult to work with. They had to cache and to cover things and to reinvent. I mean, if you remember Méliès' Voyage à la Lune, it was full of tricks and also in a way split screening because he had to cover out little pictures and put into the film back and so on and so on. I knew that. That was possible by film, and I was very, very much attracted all the time in my youth. And then, when video gave the access to that, I had one problem. The picture of the video was not so bright like the film picture. It was not so nice to watch. It has no depth, you know? The video picture is always very flat by its techniques. So I thought how it could be, you know, to create different levels or depth into the image, and that was the reason why I started to experiment with these different layers and split screenings.
Have you been influenced by some documentarist, filmmaker?
As a filmmaker, you are always influenced by anyone, but not really particularly. I was much more influenced by directors of fiction films than directors of
Which one?
documentary. Oh, it's a long list. You will not have enough time on your on your cassette.
I read on the festival book that you spoke about Alain Tanner.
Yeah, that was specifically said about Switzerland because I chose one of his films, which I think it's really presenting Switzerland in a new light in the 70s. It was Milieu du Monde, where he took Italian servant, which has an affair with a Swiss industrial manager, and that was one of the first films where these two different spaces was brought together on a screen. But I can tell you, I mean, in Italy I was influenced very much by the old masters in the 50s of the neorealismo, and then of course in the 60s the whole revolution in cinema with Pasolini and of course Francesco Rosi, and even you can even go to Corbucci and Sergio Leone in the Italo-Western, which influenced me very much in my reception of films.
What about your production
company?
Yes, a company, the joint venture.
it's a kind of joke, joint venture. We chose the name because we thought we need something to put together, you know, joint venture. It means to put things together, and the idea was to support all the new young talents in Switzerland, because nobody helped us in our times. Mm-hmm. So we thought we have to be good humans and support also the others when we had the success.
Okay.
What do you need more to know about our products?
Yes.
Put the link on your website.
Okay, yes. I have seen that there are many, some filmmakers that they are in the festival also.
Yes.
Here,
yes.
This year.
Yes.
And with a musical video,
yeah.
Aline,
yes.
Yes.
And also
so
film of Anna Louise.
So you are looking for experimental filmmakers with your company?
We are looking much more
classical fictions. Which kind of filmmakers are you looking for?
You have to see our website. It's written there. But anyhow, I will tell you. Joint Venture is really specialized on new talents which are trying to look for a new inventional language of film.
Uh-huh.
And of course in of the level of content, we are looking for people which try to put cross culture together, you know, different styles, different means and different cultures into a screen. So it means we are not doing really mainstream cinema. We are looking much more for a real cinema of authors, of really creators which have their own language.
Okay. And what are your project for the future?
At the moment I'm working on a fiction film. Mm-hmm. Which with the name Snow White. It's about a young girl which falls in love in nothing new, but it's something different because I present a young Zurich bourgeois girl from the Jeunesse Dorée in Zurich, which falls in love in a migrant kid, which a hip-hop singer, which has a lot of success, played by the way by Carlos Leal from Sounds Unique, a very famous singer in France. And it will be a kind of reflection about the phenomena of the absence of politics in the contemporary life of the youth of the Western world, especially focused.
Okay.
Yes, in general, yeah, it's a pity, but it's like that. I mean, I'm not talking about all these brave kids which are engaged in attacks and in the anti-globalization movement. It's much more about all these kids which are involved in clubbing, parties, drugs and sex, and a very cynic view of the world. And you can talk with them about politics. They knew everything. They are bright and they are smart, but they have no alternatives in their lives. So it's much more a kind of a fictional documentary about this youth.
Volevo sapere come è nata il vostro incontro, come vi siete conosciuti, non lo so.
Don't know.
minima idea, tra l'altro, ci conosciamo da...
Sì, di lungo tempo. You know, the Swiss community of filmmakers is not very big, everybody knows each other, you know. It's not... Switzerland is a very small country with 6 million inhabitants, so there are not so many filmmakers, so you know each other, you know.
Non so, penso che facevo anche dei film, ho fatto film, insomma, e magari ci siamo ritrovati anche tutte e due sulle liste di un festival che è conosciuto in Svizzera, che è Soletta, dove passano tutte le produzioni svizzere, dove probabilmente insomma, abbiamo passato i nostri film insieme. Sì. Ma io devo dire che appunto avevo visto, scoperto More Love quando era stato passato a Soletta, ed era stato veramente uno shock per tutti di ad un tratto vedere su uno schermo che era abituato a quei documentari molto, diciamo, non dico pesanti, però almeno tradizionali e con un certo rigore molto elvetico, di vedere ad un tratto questa specie di follia video che si permetteva tutto, che andava più sul fumetto fondamentalmente, è un lavoro di riferimentalità con tutta la storia del cinema, culture variate che si mischiavano insieme, ed era stato veramente un shock. E ho l'impressione che tutta la città di Soletta e tutti, soprattutto il mondo cinefilo che era lì, parlava solo di questo film, perché era diventato un avvenimento assoluto di vedere qualcosa di totalmente diverso e di totalmente nuovo. E penso che anche da lì che si è iniziato a parlare, che ci siamo rivisti da tanto in tanto, ecco.
You work with animation, with cartoons, I don't know.
No, not really, but I use a lot of this formal possibilities of fumetti, you know. So I, you know, to the nice thing about fumetti are you can in comics you can cut out things and put it new together. So that was an inspiration for me to make, let's say, More Love in the 80s, and that was something new in the cinema then, because I used the techniques of video to use formal aspects from comics, but at the end it was film, you know. So I think that was something new at that time.
Okay. I want to know some more about editing, and you said before Killing of Love.
Killing of your darlings.
Yes.
Killing your darlings. This is you have to kill your darlings at the end, because not all my statements you will have at the end in your editing. So this is the main aspect. I mean, if you would put always everything you like in front of the camera, it will be not anymore a film, because it will be then just a camera of surveillance, you know. So if you the principles of filming is cutting out your stuff which you don't use anymore for your storytelling. So that's the difference maybe between the web and film.